I'm Cheyenne Turians.
Hi, I'm Nep Sidhu.
So this exhibition began in its infancy, let's say, at Mercer Union, which is an artist run center located in Toronto, with an exhibition called Medicine for a Nightmare. They called We Responded. And that exhibition then traveled to the Audane Gallery in Vancouver, which is part of the SFU Galleries network. And the works that were in those two exhibitions are now coming to Calgary and expanding in scope to include earlier works of Nep's and newer works of Nep's. And this exhibition, which is called Divine of Form, Formed in the Divine, Medicine for a Nightmare, is like a survey exhibition of Nep's practice up until this point, which includes many different kinds of work: video, textiles, clothing, sculpture, etc. Well, Nep and I have been thinking together for, I don't know, a few years now at this point in the preparation for the first exhibition that was at Mercer Union and in the development of the exhibition here at the Esker in a very boring way. I think that we are in a constant dialogue with one another, you know, text, email, phone, what have you. I feel like our relationship has been characterized, I would like to think, by like a mutual kind of learning about each other's practices as an artist and a curator, as a Sikh person, as somebody who's not a Sikh person themselves. There's been a lot of like learning and dialogue along the way.
Yeah, and I think it was, I mean, from the start, we, you know, what we were interested in was bringing along voices with the work, with the show. And in doing that, it made sense in terms of the trajectory of the show and how it moved from Toronto to SFU and now to Esker, both in its expansion and just in terms of how it gathered from those places. Because, you know, both Toronto and Vancouver have very specific relationships to some of the histories that are in the show. And to be able to go to those places and share space and bring people in to those spaces who also have a history of also representing some of the narratives that were in the show, to commune with them and to exchange with those people, I think was invaluable. But it was something that was always our intention to do. So to be able to do that in a sense of the show traveling, I mean, I couldn't see it any other way. So I'm thankful that it has continued, you know, to move in that way. I think if it was only to have been gone up and come down at Mercer, it would have cut short the type of sharing that's happened, the type of exchange that's happened, the type of healing and redress that's happened, because it needed to gather momentum, you know, to do that. And for some of those conversations to become more sustainable rather than just be focused on the success of some single show.
And to build upon themselves. I think that the dialogue between Nep and I is much more complex now than it was, you know, a year or two ago. And ideally, that complexity is something that is made in dialogue with the audiences who encounter the work and, you know, takes advantage of time to allow concerns, questions, provocations to burrow inside of us, to resonate for us to, like, have our own thinking changed in response.